Welcome to another episode of All About K-Drama with the K-Drama Reviewer. Today I will be talking about episode 15 of the ongoing Korean drama Beyond Evil. So I wanted to make this yesterday, but I waited so long for the English subtitles that they came out, I feel like at midnight or somewhere around there, and I was just lazy to watch it because I wouldn't had a good sleep if I would have watched it. So I watched it an hour ago, and we will be talking about this right now. I have to control my emotions and my hype, obviously, because episode 15 was just too much in so many different aspects, and I'm not ready for episode 16, like, because this drama will be over and we will go crazy when this happens. And I don't know, like, I feel like there is just a lot of things that, a lot of secrets that still needs to be revealed within the last episode, and I want to have a happy end, and you know, I want to have that final moment, Lee Jong-sik, Han Ju-won, you know, together without any of those evil creatures around them. But like episode 14, and it was like phenomenal acting, Han Ju-won, and then episode 15, like, I just cried my eyes out in a scene in the rain where he just listened to that recording of Lee Chang-jin and Han Ki-hwan talking about, you know, the murder back then, and Han Ki-hwan said, that person, he saw me, did he really saw me, Kang Ji-mook, how I, you know, killed Yoo Young, and that was just, and then the way he said that was just a minor mistake that won't happen again, and Han Ju-won was just like losing it completely, and the way he then went to Lee Dong-sik's house, and you know, he played that recording for Lee Dong-sik, and of course Lee Dong-sik reacted in that way, like he just got really furious, and Han Ju-won knee down in front of him, and like that was like the ultimative, like, going crazy scene, beginning of episode 15, where I just thought, like, you cannot do this to me, but obviously they did it, so we cried our eyes out in that beginning. But I just feel like Han Ju-won, by the end of the episode, he also, I don't believe, like, that he is the person who killed Jung Chul-mun. I feel like he just took the blame. He just, you know, kind of sacrificed himself, because it was meant for Lee Dong-sik to go there to meet Jung Chul-mun. And, you know, Han Ju-won read that message and he went instead. So I feel like he's kind of sacrificing himself. And, you know, I feel like he is a kind of sorry for everything that he did in the early episodes, how he always suspected and blamed Lee Dong-sik for killing his own sister. And now he realizes that actually it's, you know, it's kind of a person that's close to me, and yeah, it's my father, and you know, that's just such a shock. And I just feel like he took the blame. That's why his hands were full of blood. I don't feel like that he killed somebody. They maybe set a trap for him. Maybe they set, actually they could have set the trap for Lee Dong-sik to, you know, make him the murderer of Jung Chul-mun, and maybe somebody else was there before, and I feel like Lee Chang-jin could have been, because Han Ki-won, he was like at home getting the message that he got finally promoted for the general commissioner, and you know, his position, everything went well. Jung Chuck was there too, and they were having like this super happy party. So I feel like maybe Lee Chang-jin, because he killed Nam Sun-bae, he is, he can do even more. He can kill even more people. I feel like he maybe killed Jung Chul-moon and Han Chul-won. He went into the house and the lights were already out, turned off. And then after some time, Lee Dong-sik came with his car, and Oh Chi-hwa and Kang Do-seo were standing in front of the house, and they just jumped into like the house. And Lee Dong-sik said, "Is Han Chul-won here?" But Oh Chi-hwa felt that he had sent him, and it was just kind of suspicious the way that Jung Chul-moon acted when Kang Do-seo was with him in the house. Like Kang Do-seo, he was looking around, and Jung Chul-moon, he was like questioning about your wife and I don't know your children and whether you're standing in the right line or whether you're not. And it was kind of strange that he cut off the light while he was there in the house, and when Han Chul-won went into, the light was already cut off. So I don't know how is that possible to kill somebody without light. Like, I mean, you could obviously if, with the light of your phone or other devices, but just found that really strange. So maybe the killer was already in the house when Kang Do-seo left, and the killer was the person who turned off the light after killing him and just left it like this, because I feel like the killer was maybe the person who sent this to Lee Dong-sik. And either way, Lee Dong-sik would have gone into the house and he would have, stepped into the blood or even touched the face of Jung Chul-moon to check if he has a pulse or something. And even just doing that without doing anything much, this could be like already evidence to blame you for the murder. Yeah, they could have just said, "Yeah, you blacked out and you are the murderer now." I just am so impressed, and like it was just such a ride. Episode 15 was just emotionally on a up and down. And Han Chul-won, like I feel just so bad for him. Like the way he actually braved himself from listening to that recording in the rain, to go back to his house, talk with his father and show him that recording to see his reaction, and then to give him like to reach his hand out to him, and his father obviously took his hand, and that was just that kind of kind of a game for Han Chul-won. And because he heard that the impression that his father had of his, how pathetic he is, that he would never take a person's hand even if they are reaching out to him, because he would feel like strong and everything, just like his mother. And by the end of the day, they are just pathetic people, and I feel like that just braced him, that just made him really stronger. But like it was crazy. I mean, it's just like you don't know what's going to happen, and the music they just played in that moment, and I was like, oh no, please don't kill him, please don't, like what's happening at all. And Lee Chang-jin obviously with Han Ki-won now trying to drop out the councilwoman Do Hae-won, and just blame her for drunk driving and going there and hitting somebody with the car, while the story was obviously just a show presented by Lee Chang-jin. Lee Chang-jin, does he really don't know the secret of Do Hae-won? This is going to be super interesting, because I feel like these three corrupt, characters will, fail will fall really hard into that fire. Like, they are just playing with the fire, but it's going to be over soon. Like seriously, the preview for episode 16, Toi Won and Kang Ji-mook, and you know the way that she is just stuttering and just talking in fear, Kang Ji-mook, and you know, there is something like that. This is, I think, this is the secret, with Kang Ji-mook and Do Hae-won. I don't know what, but I just got like this suspicion when she said to Park Chun-jae, I've acted, you know, I acted so such a long time already as your mother, and why should I do this? Like, I need my own life. I need to be Do Hae-won. I need to go back to my life. And he said, mother. And she said then, yeah, mother. But it was just so strange. Like, I feel like they gave off this hint that I just have this theory. I don't know whether it's wrong or right, but Park Chun-jae might not even be her real son. But that would be just so crazy. I don't know what is this that I have in my brain. But the way that she overprotected him, like, you won't even protect your child that much. Like, when you do something wrong, even if you're like the parent, you should have just gave in and just said, please accept it. You know, you did something wrong, and not just protect this person so much. But I feel like Park Chun-jae is the key to her secret, and if she drops him, then, you know, everybody might find out about that secret that we will find out in less than I don't know how many hours. It's just crazy because the episode, you know, will drop soon in Korea, and then until it will be like subbed and everything by the end of the day. But I just replayed the preview for episode 16 already 4 times, so I guess what I will be doing for the rest of the evening. But yeah, Park Chun-jae, I feel like they suffered just so much already, and like, are you kidding me? Please let them be in peace. Like, seriously, I just love the, you know, the partners in crime, kind of, Lee Dong-sik, Han Ju-won. Like, now we have like this solid team. I'm super proud of them, and you know, they just have this amazing chemistry and everything together. It's just always like a surprise, you know. You never know what they will do next. Like, every step they take, it's like, I'm guessing, will they go in this direction or will they go in that direction? It's just, you know, they're just playing with our thoughts, and it's just great. And I'm thankful for that, I guess. But, I mean, the way Lee Dong-sik started to actually care about him, Han Ju-won, and Han Ju-won really showing his loyalty to Lee Dong-sik by kneeling down in front of him by the end of episode 15, for, you know, kind of taking the blame that he murdered Chung Tol-moon. And, you know, Lee Dong-sik feeding him and telling him that he shouldn't starve, you know, that are some kind of, you know, they gave all this hint. They are just such a good team together. And all this evil, you know, people, I hope they will really go into prison and rot there and not just commit suicide and just, you know, go out of this world and don't suffer. And if, like, don't, you know, just leave this world, but without that much pain at the same time. Just like Kang Ji-mook, because he just left, like, he could have been in prison now, rotting there for the rest of his life, painfully being reminded of all the crimes that he did. I'm hoping that Do Hae-won, Han Ki-won, and Lee Chang-jin, they will go there and they were brought there, and Park Chun-jae, he will, you know, accept his punishment. But just don't make him suffer anymore. Like, I feel like he suffered already so much, and that secret that might really crush him. And just like Lee Dong-sik said in the preview, will Park Chun-jae be able to handle this? I don't know, because this man has been through so much already. And the way the mother said that, I locked you up purposely in that deer farm, and then you started hearing, you know, the deers crying and started to see deer, so I thought that could be because of me. Like, are you even sane in your mind? That was just like, I never liked her, Do-hye-won. I feel like she has so much potential to go even worse than Lee Chang-jin and Han Ki-won. Like, her presence is just so creepy, I cannot believe. And Lee Chang-jin, you know, he will go under. He will go, like, it just takes some time. I'm super excited, you know, how actually Lee Dong-sik and Han Ji-won will fix the whole puzzle in a way. Like, which step or which road will they take to get this final result? Because now everything is kind of broken into pieces, and they have to get all these evils together and throw them into the fire together. I'm just looking forward for that, because I feel like it will be phenomenal, just like the rest of this drama and this episode. And I just saw this comment where somebody wrote that this is one of the best K-dramas written ever, and I was like, I agree, like, 100,000%, 100,000 times with that person, because that's just so true. And then I saw another comment that said that we won't get such a good thriller in a while, and yeah, I feel like the same, because this thriller is like out of the world. Like, it was just, it's just not was, it's just amazing, perfect. Like, just like the title Beyond Evil, it's like beyond my expectations. Like, it got even beyond the expectations that I had in the beginning or anywhere at any point with this drama. Like, the way they just you know, maintained the story so well after the first, you know, 4 or 5 episodes, and then with the sudden, kind of sudden death of Kang Ji-mook, and from there everything just went into different direction. Lee Dong-sik finding Yoo Young, and they twisted it again, and now we have like the final one episode left, and I don't know, like, I feel like I will have a hard time to move on. That's just out of question, because that's like already, I saw this coming 3 weeks ago already. But I will just have a hard time to actually hold my tears, because I feel like it's going to break our hearts apart. And episode 15 was already super, you know, out of control. Like, who didn't cry at the beginning? So I don't know, like, I will listen to the host, I guess, for the rest of the day, and try to do my daily routine as much as possible to watch the final episode. But after that, I cannot promise how I will look like, or, you know. So be, you know. Just, I hope everybody is ready or isn't ready, which is, you know, understandable too, for tonight's episode. Yeah, and we can cry together after it's finished, and, you know, moving on is a hard part, especially with this trauma. So we will see, but I just want to have a happy ending, and everything else, I'm not going to think about it too much. So let's go for that final episode, right? It all came down to this one episode, and it's going to be legendary. And then we can just cry or do whatever we can. I don't know, but we will see each other, I guess. I don't know if the subtitles, I do hope that the subtitles will be updated a little bit faster than yesterday. But if the subtitles are good in time, then today at evening, night, somewhere, I will make the review about the final episode, and then we can cry each other into the sleep. Or if not, we will have a good night, and tomorrow, we will talk about this, and then we can cry each other into the sleep. So either way, we will cry each other into the sleep. So yeah, look forward for that. Prepare your tissues, I will watch this in my own room because I just watched this episode in the living room, and I just, was super hype, and I couldn't control myself. And every time something happened, I would be like, "No, what's happening?" And then I would go, "No, that's super sad," all these emotions, and it wasn't a good sight to see, actually. So tonight, I will make sure to go in my room and watch it quietly as much as I can, and prepare my tissues. And yeah, so we will see each other soon. Have a great, amazing last episode with Beyond Evil watching, and we will see each other after it. As always, remember, no matter which drama you're watching, I hope you enjoyed your K-drama reviewer. Goodbye.